So a couple of things. One thing is that we still have some space.
How many pages do we have?
We have three more pages, actually.
Three more pages?
Yeah. So we can fill in 12 pages of text, excluding references. So now, excluding references, we are at 9 pages. So we can potentially add 3 more pages of content. We don't have.
Did we have like commenting sections? Not really.
I haven't looked at the source, but
you know, no, I don't remember.
I mean like, if you look at this, we are pretty tight.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we deleted some stuff, but it won't be a whole lot.
Yeah.
So one, for instance, one we could add maybe a couple of figures, right? So for instance, with the, you know, with the selective duplication, we can talk about how the partitions are managed. You know, maybe we can have a
nice figure for that. Would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So to make it more clear, I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know if we can do an additional graph without collecting any additional data. Right? Are there so? Are there any? So I guess we have a lot of data, and we show some of these graphs. But I don't know if there are other things that we can potentially show in the experiment.
Well, for one, is that we explain a lot of techniques in pure text. We need to. I mean, we can use some figures to explain that, but in data, for data and experiment side, I'm not sure.
So there was
likely there is, but I don't remember.
There were a couple of comments about overhead and measuring the CPU overhead of the.
Oh yeah.
So, is there a way that we can?
Yeah.
That?
It was very high.
It was high.
Very high, and that's why we didn't include it, because most likely because of something where I'm doing wrong.
I see. So that may be something to add to the paper if we can figure out what's going on. Like, when you say very high, what does that mean?
50%.
50% of the actual I/O time?
No. I mean CPU. I mean, it took CPU to 50% utilization.
I see.
Well, I mean, so I don't remember exactly, but it was very, like, something like 50 or something.
And, so that's, okay, so maybe we can do something with that, not sure yet.
We don't say much about the size of the structures and stuff like that. Actually, we don't say anything.
The size of the data structures that we maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be something to add.
Yeah.
So we sort of make a note of these things, and if you want to as well. CPU overhead. Memory overhead. Maybe we can actually describe the data structure that we're using. I mean, we had, remember, this fancy data structure that
figure for that would be nice. And add numbers or
so
slices.
So figures, there are two of them, right? One is the selective duplication with partition. And the other is... data structure design. But do we have the details of the data structure design anywhere?
On text?
That we know somewhere. I mean, or do you remember it maybe?
I can look at this text in the code.
There were not
that.
No, I remember though that the structs that you used in the end were different than the ones that we designed, slightly different than the one that we designed with Elaine and
Oh, yeah, we didn't use those. They design in something based on trees. At the end, we use passion.
Right.
Yeah, I have an idea of how we want. Yeah.
Okay, so that might. So these are all the possible improvements that we can make to the paper.
Yeah.
The other thing which. So do we sort of this paper is based on three ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first is content-based cache,
mm-hmm.
and the idea is that we want to use a block-level cache in addition to the page cache. Right? So this is some sort of
actually
exclusive cache, right?
Or what we say. More like, actually I see it more like, it's more like a paper that shows a couple of observations. Like one is content-based caching can be more effective than position-based caching. And in case you want to use content-based caching, given your existing infrastructure, say you have a regular page cache, you can put it there and you can use a lot of other techniques to remove duplicates between those caches and things like that.
Mm.
That's the only thing we do for that.
Yeah. So what I wanted to say is that maybe it how easy would it be to do an experiment where we vary the size of the cache at different
scales?
We do it for 1,000 and 10,000, right?
Oh yeah.
So we have two levels of.
Cache. You mean like x-axis size of cache and.
Yeah,
I guess we could do that.
I mean, but can we translate it to the actual performance improvement? Here we, what we get is cache hit counts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's performance. You mean how does
hit
translate
count
to actual execution times and things like that?
Yeah, maybe it's, so when the, when we combine all of them together, right, putting it all together, right, using content-based cache and the dynamic replica retrieval and selective duplication, so do we talk about how much cache we are using?
Yeah, we specify somewhere we use a cache of this size.
We should talk. We don't mention how much cache here, because in this section we talk about two different cache sizes, and then in the end we don't say specific. So we had to specify the cache size within this experiment. Otherwise, it's not complete. So, let's see. So here we have, if we know which cache size it is, and we don't, the metric we are using here is per request disk IO time.
Mm-hmm.
Average.
Yeah.
This is the average per request. Not really average, because we have some, how do we choose these numbers for the, is it 90th percentile or?
No, 75 I think.
75?
Yeah.
Oh, median and quartile values. Okay. So this is median and quartile is 75 and 25?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you generate that automatically from Gnuplot?
No.
Had to compute
I had
them?
To compute it. I computed
okay.
it. Actually, a friend of mine did it, which knows a lot of statistics and stuff. They use some package or something. Yeah.
Who is this friend of yours?
My roommate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good friend, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we can maybe hire him as a consultant for statistics consultant. But here we, in the end, we have the per request is IO time. And we don't have that here, right?
No.
And the reason we don't have it here is...
I mean, we're not reducing the time of IOs, right? We're just reducing IOs. So
the IOs, for those IOs are zero?
Yeah.
So if we put zero there, then we should be able to compute the same graph as this one, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't say much, right?
It's true that it doesn't show us the efficiency improvement of the disk.
Yeah.
But it tells us what is the average, how does the average response time reduce?
We can show IO time. It's just, I mean, if we know the number of IOs, the time an average IO takes.
Right. So I'm not saying that we should show that, but I'm just...
Okay.
If we can show it, if we need to show it, we can show it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe more interesting would be, instead of having this table like this, we have a graph where we change the cache size and get the hits.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something, how easy it is to do that?
A year ago, I guess, very easy. Now I have to check code and stuff. I can give it 2 minutes and maybe everything's there.
Look into it and see if it's easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the first thing to check is whether you can reproduce these numbers or not, right? And maybe we can have for increasing cache size for 2 lines for ARC and LRU like we have here.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe after a certain size, cache size, it stabilizes. So that would be an interesting data to show, because this sort of seems incomplete, right? Because we pick 2 cache sizes and we don't know what the... So what if I increase... So cache size of 100,000 means...
100,000 pages.
400 megabytes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it possible to have a cache size larger than this
in
your experiment?
Yeah. I mean, that's our structure, right?
No, what I'm saying is that this is... Do you have to run the actual system to get this number?
With LRU? No. It's just that we implemented LRU as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you just store the identity of the content identity of the pages?
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
And these are for sector and content, right?
Yeah.
And this goes for LRU, is it?
No, I guess it's ARC.
ARC.
Yeah, so that's something to add.
I think it's there. We do say it's ARC.
Okay.
So this is for ARC, and we wanted to show it for 2 different sizes, and here we're comparing LRU and ARC.
Mm-hmm.
For...
It's like small cache, big cache, that's what they do. But yeah, it's true. We don't show the whole range, and maybe there's something interesting.
Yeah. That may be something we can add to the paper to just add the content, right?
Mm-hmm. And not filling the whole 13 pages. I mean, you're seeing 12 pages like negative for us, or it's just that we could take advantage of the pages?
I think the main thing is for us to take advantage of the pages, and some reviewers might
say
it's a negative.
Okay.
But there are other tricks that we could play, for instance, increase the space between...
Mm-hmm. Or maybe once, I mean, this might be the only paper where we actually show large figures like everybody wants. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you can borrow some of the space into the other paper. That would be nice.
Yeah.
You can write something like, for the rest of this paper, see this other side. We have extra space. We use this space. Yeah, I wish it worked that way. The other thing is that we use exactly the same workload for the two papers, right?
Yeah. So what, you mean change names or something?
I guess it's okay to leave it as it is, because as long as they don't know the identity of either of them, they may just know that, okay, these two papers are written by the same set of people. But, well, I need to look at this carefully to make sure that it's all anonymized, because this previous submission was not anonymized.
Okay. I'll change these to fast format, or this is fast
format. This is fast format. The one in fast 10?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It is in the fast format.
Yeah.
We can make some of these figures bigger.
Yeah.
But it's not going to add too much space, but I think it will help.
Yeah,
what else? So are there any other comments that we can address that...
No, everything is more to this autonomous thing.
Well, there was one comment where... So one was the CPU overhead thing. And in terms of overhead, we could just talk about the latency that is added for each I/O operation instead of providing the CPU for utilization.
Actually, there might not be latency, so that's good.
There might be, what you're saying, there might not be too much latency because you had to search through hash table easily?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, latency could be added because there are some bursts in IOs, and maybe at that period there is not enough time for processing.
Yeah, so if we can...
But on average, I don't see...
Do we have those numbers, or you will have to rerun the experiment to get those numbers? For the overhead, the latency overhead of lookup and things like that.
I mean, something easy to do. I could measure the overhead of a lookup and then find in all the traces periods of time where IOs are very packed.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, make a calculation of how much spare time do we have for calculations.
Mm.
No, but I mean, but IO and CPU, they...
No, but I think what you really need is to just, the lookup latency is going to depend on this, on the size of the data structure, right? If you're looking up based on some content and you're looking up based on some LBA, and we could report those latency numbers, I don't think the latency would be affected would be dependent based on the burstiness of the load, but just the amount of comparison you have to make.
Yeah, also, no, what I was saying is really is that if the time of for processing an IO on our side, I mean, like looking at that data structures, things like that. If it's smaller than the IO time, then that's fine, right?
If it's
smaller, it means that while you're doing IO, you can do lookups and things like that.
In
case it's bigger, then it depends on how frequent the IOs are.
So, but can you? When are these lookups being done? These lookups are being done
for each IO.
For each IO operation, when it is issued to.
When it gets to our layer.
So I think the easiest thing to report would be to just measure the time of the lookup, and there may be two or three different lookups that you're doing, right? One based on content, one based on sector.
Yeah.
Right, those we could time, and that base and the time would depend on the size of those data structures and the size of the cache. Right, those lookup times. Is that right or not?
We are only concerning that, we can just show, say, this order of something. How it depends on the number of things you have saved. Right. let's say it's order N, let's say order of one because it's hashing or I don't know.
So you mean not provide an actual time, but
we could provide an actual time and.
So that was one of the comments that this review had, which is, well, what is the
overhead? Yeah.
If you don't get any benefit from the deduplication, how much you have to pay per IO? So let's say there is no locality of content at all, or there is no content duplication, and you put your system in there, how much overhead you have to pay per IO, right?
So
we can look at it as that question.
Okay, so we can say we have so many cycles or something.
CPU cycles for each lookup operation.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I think cycles is a reasonable measure. And now the number of cycles, I mean, does it depend on the size of the, or the type of the lookup operation, the size of the data structure, those things maybe you can check.
Yeah.
Right, and we can report those details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that might be, so that goes into the CPU order.
Yeah.
Latency with varying size of cache data structures and for different operations, right?
Yeah.
Different lookups. Okay, so that may be possible. What else can we do to improve this paper? What other information can we present? Maybe look at more deduplication work.
Yeah.
There may be some more work since we last
said. Yeah, sure.
So I can do the first pass on the writing of the paper and the related work to see if we can improve that. And I can, you know, sort of do the other cosmetic things like improving the size of the figure and anonymization and those things.
Another comment we had was from, actually I don't remember who made the comment, but it was something more like, given this workload and given your technique, how is this technique going to help, let's say there is a web server, how much is going to be the reduction for each HTTP request or something like that. How does all of this stuff translate to the
actual improvement.
Performance and times and things like that?
Yeah.
And we have a gap there, really.
Yeah, we do have a gap. We need a full system implementation.
Yeah, right? That was the problem, because we only have traces for the web server, for example.
But one thing, let me try to understand this. So this is the per disk, per request disk IO time is the D2C time?
Yeah, D2C time, yeah.
So one thing which we can report if we already have the traces is to report the Q2C times, which is the actual response time including the waiting in the queue. That might be a additional estimate of the impact on the user per seat performance, because this metric takes away the queuing time inside the server, right?
Okay.
And that might be closer to the actual perceived performance.
Yeah.
And that would just be looking at, you know, Q2C times in block trace without doing any additional experiments, assuming that we have the block traces for these experiments. Do we have the block traces for these experiments? No?
we had
a space issue, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, hopefully now that we have a lot more space.
Actually, we have that issue, right? I mean, Eric was, remember a couple of months ago, he was complaining that we cannot keep putting our stuff on that.
Yeah, so now what we should do in the future is to just put it on our own disk drive.
Okay, so I just move all that stuff to on all disk.
Yeah.
Okay, and ask him to delete it or something? No, not yet.
Well, after we move it, and we have a specific place where we move it, then we should do that.
Okay, then I'll move it.
But do you have block traces for these or?
No. I just copied some. Yeah. I parsed it and checked all that I wanted and put it on the paper. And then.
Yeah. But that's something to keep in mind for the future because, I mean, a paper is not done until it is published. You know, in conference version, maybe in journal version, you want to retain all your data, right? And now there is really no reason to throw away data at all.
Yeah, we have space.
Space is really cheap, and we can buy more space. It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
So, for instance, with the any current project or future projects that you do,
to retain all
the data.
Yeah, I mean, the case with these data was gigabytes, but not all the projects on that stage.
Yeah. But even if it's big gigabytes, don't throw it away. Okay, so what else can we do here? I mean, there may be other experiments that the fast reviewers will point to, right?
Something about how we organize the paper, I mean, we motivate each technique, I guess, pretty well, and then going into each technique one by one, you think that's something? At least I like it.
I think the motivation for these techniques is pretty strong. I think that's one of the comments that the reviewers had. There was one comment by a reviewer which said that what if instead of using duplication, I dedupe the data and then use the same workload. And so instead of having a vanilla system, I have content dedupe, right, instead of I/O dedupe. What is the performance impact of that? So I think this guy said something like, consider the alternative approach where duplicates are removed and mapped to the same block. It's not obvious that this approach would not lead to performance improvement because of better reuse of the disk cache. There's better reuse of the cache. So I guess the suggestion is that do deduplication of data and then look at I/O performance. Maybe the I/O performance will be better than a vanilla system because you are doing fewer accesses and maybe reusing the cache better. But once again, it becomes a content-based cache.
At the end, it's the same,
right? I guess in the end, it would just be a content-based cache.
Right? Yeah.
So the performance would be the same as the content-based cache.
Yeah.
So if we can get the average response time number for the content-based cache, then we have that to compare against as well.
But on the content-based cache, we still have two copies for it. So for the first time.
For the first time?
I mean, what I'm saying is not the same scenario.
In terms of the I/O response time?
Yeah.
It's the same scenario, right? If we just use the content-based caching.
What I'm saying is about the position of the blog. Usually, when data duplication, everything is like back in the same positions or something.
I see what you mean. Yeah, so it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
Maybe approximately the same as the using content-based caching alone.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess that.
I think that's a comment that we might again get
from
the fast reviewers, but maybe we can hold off on that comment until we actually get it from fast, right?
But that's something to comment on, right? I mean, if let's say we saw that content-based caching is a great idea, and the performance gains are much bigger than the selective duplication thing, then it kind of motivates having only data duplication and only the other approaches.
So, do we have any description of how much content-based cache helps and versus the other guys?
We'll have something like that.
So we increase cache hit rates by 10% to 4x.
Yeah.
For read operations.
Yeah. Actually, that somehow means that just cache, this only content-based caching compared to the other thing is much, much better, right?
Well, 10% is not as good as maybe some of the other guys, right? Because the other guys are providing. Well, 10% of effect of cache hits, increase cache hit rate by 10%. What does that mean? That really doesn't, what I really care about is how much is miss rate decreasing by. Can I get that from here as well?
So
how many IOs get eliminated? Out of, let's say I had 100 IOs.
I mean, but the IOs get eliminated by hits, right?
I need to know what was the original cache hit rate, because here I only have information about what is the, how much is the increase in the cache hit rate. So that might be something that we can.
It's from 0 to 20, right? Because before there was no cache.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Before there was no cache.
We were just saying having. Things,
additional cache.
Yeah.
I see, yes, that's true. And this is 10% to 4x for read operations. So that doesn't mean the number of IO operations reduced by 10%, right?
Yeah.
Because there are write operations also. So let's say that we have equal read and write operations. And the reduction at 10% cache hit rate means 5% reduction in actual IO operations. So 5% more hits, 5% reduction in IO operations. If we assume equal read and write,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
So with 5% reduction in IO operations, assuming that these IOs that are being eliminated have the same latency distribution as the overall mm-hmm. latency distribution, then we reduce the average IO time by 5%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we could claim that. And if it is 4x, then what?
How can we increase by 4x?
What do you say?
This is so 10% to 4x. How is that?
Where do we see this?
Yes, the conclusion. The conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah.
So now that you say that the original is zero hit rate, then 4x is also zero.
Yeah. Maybe we made 400% or something.
So there's a problem, right? How do we know
10%? Yeah.
What are we comparing here against? Oh, against the sector-based cache.
Huh? Yeah. So... Yeah, so here for the web, when we had a...
We had to be very clear on this,
yeah.
Because then what we are saying here is not completely accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's here, for example, for the web one, we had 10,000 hits compared to 10,000 hits. So that's 10x that we're saying.
4x. I think we had
for the home is 4x, for the May one is a very small, 10%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, there are some clarifications that are required. Do we have the glow plot and data for each of these figures? I might want to change some of the labels in there. There are some data there. I think yeah, I saw that. Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
On the data and the data direction. So that's good. So we can change some of these labels for more clarity.
Like, what do you mean exactly?
So, I mean, I was thinking that instead of having a label like Sector 1000, we could say something else which is more descriptive than this.
Yeah.
It's not completely descriptive. And there was some reviewer which said that you need to provide access for something.
Access to the trade system?
No, access for the graph.
Ah, exactly.
Access, which is not clear or something like that.
Yeah, these ones, I mean, even me, I don't remember what was this. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I need to check. very terrible.
But we do define this static similarity, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had some other comment about numbers in table 2 do not agree with the discussion.
What does it say?
Numbers here do not match with the discussion we have.
Table 2 shows the completion of the placement for LHS 1, 4, 4. Actually, is that? Oh, yeah, these labels are wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
Which labels?
Yeah, no, actually, it's fine. Yeah, for the calculations, we were doing this against this, and this against this, and actually it should be, for letter U is, for it's 1.4, yeah, it's fine.
So arc has more hits in all cases.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let me work on the text and clarifications and maybe I don't know which numbers do you want to try and get.
What do you mean?
I think the CPU overhead.
Oh yeah.
And memory overhead, the
mm-hmm.
size of the data structures.
Yeah.
And then we have two figures that we can add.
Yeah, we have timing.
Okay. So why don't you start with getting these two sets of numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Because that might take the more time.
Yeah.
Maybe I can start thinking about the figures also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Alright.
So figures overhead by yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And about the other thing, yeah, I know that my brain is like splitting half, so yeah.
Which one?
About these problems and things. But it's fine.